This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Brucham Abang to the Kala Agra de Perka. We're going to Freilich and Zois Chanukah. We're going to speak this morning about Parshas Vayigash and a subject relevant to Chanukah as well. In the Parsha, the Torah tells us, V'yas Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef, and Yehuda, he sent before him to Yosef, lahayrois lefanav, to instruct before him, goyishna to goyishen, v'yavayu arza goyishen. And there's a very well-known remez of the B'nai Yisachar, in Maimer Beis, in our Torah, that the word goyishna is a remez, and why does it say goyishna? It should say li goyishen, to goyishen. Why does it say goyishna? That would have been the simpler way to say it, li goyishen. And the B'nai Yisachar famously says that this word goyishna is a remez to the letters of the dreidel, that gimel, nun, gimel, hey, and shin are the letters of the dreidel, and here we have a remez to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And the oisyos, nun, gimel, hey, and shin. So that's a very famous remez of the B'nai Yisachar, and I think it's worthwhile to try to explore that while this is certainly a beautiful remez, Parshas Vayigash is the parsha we lay in after Chanukah. So you would think it would be more appropriate to be merames to a dreidel in the parsha we lay in on Chanukah than the parsha we lay in after Chanukah. And why in the world is Yaakov Avinu alluding to a dreidel in his encounter with Yosef HaTzadik? What's even more puzzling is in last week's parsha, when Yosef gives the brothers packages and gifts. So the pasuk says, "Vayisa masos me'es panav aleihem." He gifted them with various matanos. Vaterev masas Binyamin mimasos kulam chamesh yadois. And the gift of Binyamin was more numerous than all of their gifts, five times. Vayishtu vayishkuru imai. And they drank, and they became intoxicated with him. So here it is. Yosef is reuniting with the brothers, and Yosef gives Binyamin many gifts, and they become intoxicated. Says the Sfas Emes, this suda that was prominently celebrated with wine, you know what that's a remez to? Says the Sfas Emes, af anu noimar vayishkaru hu merumas al purim, ki chanaka upurim heim. The suda that Yosef had with the brothers is a remez to Sudas Purim. And that's even more puzzling. So Parshas Miketz, which is the Parsha of Shabbos Chanukah, there's no remez to Chanukah, there's a remez to Purim. And Parshas Vayigash, which is after Chanukah, now we're merames to Chanukah. So it's mamash v'nahapichu. Why in Parshas Miketz are being merames to Purim, and Parshas Vayigash we're merames to Chanukah? Moreover, we have another interesting remez to Purim. In our parsha, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chav Beis, the pasuk says, "L'chulam nasan le'ish chalifais samalais." To all of them, he gave to each man changes of clothing. "Ulevinyamin nasan shloish me'ois kesef." To Binyamin, he gave 300 silver pieces. "V'chamesh chalifais samalais," and five changes of clothing. Interesting. So he gave them all changes of clothing. To Binyamin, he gave 300 silver pieces and five changes of clothing. Says in Gemara Megillah, Dap Tezayin Amid Beis, that by giving Binyamin five changes of clothing, he is alluding to him something. He's alluding to him a future event. Namely, Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Ramaz like. He's alluding to him. What's he alluding to him? Sha'asid ben Lotse Smimenu, that a descendant is destined to come from him. That will go out before the king with five changes of clothing. So by Yosef giving Binyamin five changes of clothing, he's alluding to him that he will merit to have a descendant who will go out before the king with five changes of clothing. So here it is again. We have a remez to the Purim story, that Yosef gives Binyamin five changes of clothing in order to allude to the future ascendancy of Binyamin to Mordechai, who came from Shevet Binyamin. So very interesting. In Parshas Miketz, we have a remez to Purim. In Vayigash, we also are merames to the Purim story. And then at the end of the Parsha, we have a remez to the dreidel. So why do we have all these remazim? We know that Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim with a total of 66 individuals. What's the significance of that? Why 66 individuals come down to Mitzrayim? That's also that's also certainly of note. What's the significance of the number 66? On each night of Hanukkah, the Pizmoin, that's Nafutz B'chol Yisrael, we sing Ma'iz Tzur Yeshuasi, and we talk about the various Golosim. We talk about Golos Mitzrayim, Ra'oi Savanavshi, Biyagon Koichi Kila, that's Shibun Malchus Egla, that's Shibun Mitzrayim, and Uvyadei Agdoila Hitzias Asgula. So first we talk about the Yitziah Mi Mitzrayim. Then we go on to say that Hashem brought us to the Beis HaMikdash, we had no respite there, and the oppressor came, and Bavel's end was over, and Zerubbabel, and finally we were saved at the end of 7 years. So this is the Golos and the Geula from Golos Bavel. Then we talk about the miracle of Purim, Agagi ben Hamadasa, and Hashem elevated Mordechai, and he destroyed Haman, Roiv Bana, then we talk about the miracle of Purim. And furthermore, we say Yevanim Nikbetsu Alai. We talk about the Greeks who gathered upon us in the times of the Chashmanim, and they breached the walls of our towers, and they contaminated all the oils. And then finally, we end off with the Golos Edoim and the Geula from it, that we ask Hashem Chasoiv Zuraya Kotshecha. Fine, this is the pizmain we say on Hanukkah. And the question is, why do we mention, in reference to Hanukkah, in the context of Hanukkah, the other galusim? Why mention Galus Bavel in the context of Hanukkah? Why mention Galus Paras in the context of Hanukkah? On Hanukkah, on Purim, do we talk about Galus Yavan? On Pesach, do we talk about Galus Paras? Why bring in all Dalet Golosim in reference to Hanukkah? What does Hanukkah have to do with all the Golosim? Hanukkah is specific to Golos Yavan and the redemption from Golos Yavan. Why? We don't find by any other Yom Tov that commemorates a specific Geula. We talk about all the Geulais and all the Golosim. Why specifically on Hanukkah? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lam Natseach Benaginois Al Hashminis Mizmar LeDavid. By the conductor, on the eights, a psalm to David. Very interesting. We have this pasuk that is singing for the eights. What exactly is this referring to? So there's a medrash l'Chanukah called Yalkut Sipurim, and he brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 8 days of Chanukah because there was no Yom Tov until now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you thought that Yevanim, you're going to be oiker, you're going to uproot the seven Neirois and the 8 days of Hanukkah. I'm going to bring upon you 8 days and the seven B'nai Chashmonaim. You thought that anybody who mentions my name will be struck by the sword. I will establish an 8 day Yom Tov. And about Hanukkah, David said, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. So Hanukkah, which is 8 days, is rooted in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lam Natseach Benaginois Al Hashminis Mizmar LeDavid. So when you see those words, Al Hashminis, that is a reference to none other than Hanukkah. In fact, the Chidah says in number 13, in the Dvarim Achadim, that the secret of Hanukkah is the secret of the Pasuk, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. Here we have Nasa Nes Beches Yomim Besoid Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. Lam Natseach Al Hashminis is the secret of Hanukkah. This is also brought in the Torah Shalema, that the 8 days of Hanukkah were established in connection with that which David HaMelech said, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. So we've established this kesher between the 8 days of Chanukah and the pasuk of Lam Natseach al Hashminis. But interestingly, friends, the Medrash Shoychar Toiv tells us that the pasuk Lam Natseach al Hashminis is a reference to the Dalet Golosim, which are really 8 Golosim. We know the Dalet Golosim are Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. But the Medrash says that the 4 Golosim are really 8 Golosim, because each Golos is a dual Golos, namely Bavel, Kazdi, the Babylon and Chaldeans, Paras, Madai, Yavan, Moikdan, the Medrash says, Yishmael, and Edom. So while we usually say 4 Golosim, and the Medrash Rabbah throughout Sefer Bereishis discusses 4 Golosim, and every time you have the number 4 in Sefer Bereishis, you could be sure the Medrash says it's a reference to the 4 Golosim. For example, Va'aretzai Sasoyu, Vavoyu, V'choyshech, Apnei Sahoim, the 4 Golosim, and the 4 rivers in Gan Eden, the 4 Golosim, and the 4 kings, the 4 Golosim. And so somehow, if Chanukah is the secret of Lam Natseach al Hashminis, that means Chanukah is somehow a redemption and an element of redemption, not only from Golos Yavan, but redemption from all the Golosim. So on Chanukah, we celebrate the freedom of all the Golosim. If you look in the Medrash, Amar of Aibai, Amar Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akalish Baruch, Ribbono Shel Olam, we will praise you, that at the time that you gather us from the 8 Golosim, we will praise your name. So what does that mean, we will praise God's name when he gathers us from the 8 Golosim? I thought Golos Bavel is over, Golos Madai is over, Golos Yavan is over, apparently. Even though in general we say the Golos is over, nevertheless, there's elements of each Golos that still is in existence, and we anticipate that one day the Ribbono Shel Olam will take us out, not only of Golos Edom, but out of the elements of all the Golosim. Now, here's a very important question, Rabbi Isai. And that is, we know there are 4 Golosim, which the primary Golosim are Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. But what about one major Golos that seems to be omitted, that is not recorded? What about Golos Mitzrayim? That's the question of the Arizal. The Arizal in Likutei Torah, he says, why is it that when it's mentioned the Golosim, why only Dalet are mentioned? Eima Chashecha Noifeles Olav. What about Mitzrayim? In fact, in the Torah, Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned so many times. So the Arizal says, Yisoid, that the 4 Golosim came to diminish the 4 Oisios of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. And there's one dimension of one of the letters that encompasses all the letters, namely the Kutzoy Shel Yud. The Kutzoy Shel Yud is equal to all the 4 letters, and Golos Mitzrayim is the Kutzoy Shel Yud, encompasses all the 4 Golosim. And in fact, this idea that Golos Mitzrayim is the Shoresh of all 4 Golosim is actually Merumas in many places in the Chumash. For example, when Klal Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim, it says, Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael Haba'im Mitzrayim. On those words, Haba'im, we have a remez to all the Golosim. So the Chida writes, in the name of Ramosha Zakuto, that the word Mitzrayim is Rashi Tevois. Mem stands for Mitzrayim. Tzadi stands for Tzoyla, the reed, which is Bavel. Reish is Roimi. Yud is Yavan. Mem is Madai. And also, Ba'im stands for Haba'im. Hey are the 5 Golosim. Bavel, Edom. In other words, Ha-Ba'im. Bavel, Edom, Yavan, and Madai. Furthermore, there's a Sefer Igra de Kala from the Bnei Yisachar, and he also says on the pasuk Va'yugad la'Avraham, Va'yaged Avraham, Yomim Rabim. The Rabim is a remez to the four Golosim, Roimi, Bavel, Yavon, and Madai. And this is a common theme in the writings of the Bnei Yisachar and all the Balei Darshanim, that the word Rabim is Rosh Yeteva, it's Roimi, Bavel, Yavon, and Madai. So it's not that Mitzrayim was more lenient or easier, but Mitzrayim was, so to speak, the fatherhead of all the four Golosim, and encompassed in Mitzrayim is all the four Golosim. In fact, the Megala Al-Mukais also says, Rabim is Neitrikain, Roimi, Bavel, Yavon, Madai. Okay, so this is a very important principle. Now, many years ago, I saw this quoted from the Chida, and I asked Rav Hagoyin Rav Pinchas Friedman, and he said, this is not in the Chida. Nowhere does the Chida write this. This is the Chiddush of none other than the Belzer Rebbe. And whoever called the Chida saw Rav Pinchas Friedman's Sefer, and he didn't want to give credit to the Belzer Rebbe, so he blamed it on the Chida. This is the incredible Chiddush of the Belzer Rebbe, and it has two dimensions to it. Says the Belzer Rebbe, that if Mitzrayim is the fatherhead of the four Golosim, then Oyoim V'Noira, we find that four times the brothers go down to Mitzrayim. First they go down in Parshas Miketz without Binyamin. Then they go down in Parshas Miketz with Binyamin. Then they go down in Parshas Vayigash with Yaakov. And then after Yaakov is buried, they come back to Mitzrayim without Yaakov. The four descents of the brothers are keneged the four Golusim. And each time they go down, you could find in that Yerida, Remazim, and all the connections to that particular Golus. So the first time the brothers go down to Mitzrayim, in Parshas Miketz, that's Golus Bavel. Says Hagoyin Pinchas Friedman, that means in Parshas Miketz, when they go down with Binyamin, that's Golos Madai. Ooh, if that's Golos Madai, now we understand why Yosef says, don't you dare see my face unless your brother Binyamin comes with you. Why was Yosef so medactic and so worried that the brother should not come down unless they bring Binyamin with him? Very simple, says the Shvilei Pinchas. Because Yosef knew the second descent of the brothers represents Golos Parasu Madai, the Purim story. And who's the hero in the times of the Purim story? Mordechai and Esther. That come from Shevet Binyamin. And therefore, Yosef says, I don't you dare see my face. I don't want to see your face unless you come down with Binyamin, because Yosef knew that the Shoresh of the Geula from Golos Parasumadai is Mordechai ve'Esther. Now we understand, Rabbi Yisai, why at the end of Miketz and the beginning of Vayigash, which then is the Purim story, what do the brothers do when they meet Yosef? Vayishtu, vayishkaru imai. They drink and they become intoxicated. And the Sfas Emes says that's a remez to Purim. And we asked, why is there a remez to Purim in Parshas Miketz? That's the Parsha of Chanukah. The answer is because Parshas Miketz is the second descent. The second descent is corresponding to Golos Paras Umadai. So of course the Purim story will be alluded to in the second descent. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik gives Binyamin five changes of clothing, which is a remez to the fact that Mordechai will be Yatzel Mfnei HaMelech, B'levush Malchus, Techeles Vachor, Atarasah of Gedayla. So here we have it. Now we understand, we've cracked the code. It's not that it's a mistake that the remez to Purim is found in the Parsha of Chanukah. This is the Parsha of Purim. And by the way, that's why there's so many connections between Parshas Miketz and Purim and the Megillah. For example, we have expressions, the word Vayisapak, which is found only in two places, in Miketz and in Megillah Esther. Or we have the Chashar Shacholti Shacholti, as we have it in the Megillah, the Chashar Avadati Avadati. And by the way, there are many other Ramazim in the beginning of Miketz, even before the brothers come down, because there, when Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, that's, so to speak, the Shoresh of all the Golosim. So now let's move on to Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash. Now, before we do that, I want to tell you another chiddush of the Belzer Rebbe. Because if each time the brothers go down to Mitzrayim, that corresponds to one of the Golosim. The first time they go down is Golos Bavel. The second time in Miketz, that's the Purim story. The third time in Vayigash, that's Golos Yavan Chanukah. And then at the end of Vayichi, that's Edom. Says the Belzer Rebbe, then every time they leave Mitzrayim, that's a remez to the Geula from that Golos. So for instance, in Parshas Miketz, when the brothers go back to Yaakov, that's Ketz Bavel Zerubbabel. And in Parshas Miketz, when the brothers go back to Yaakov to get the whole family, that's the Geula from Purim. And in Parshas Vayigash, when the brothers, and they end in Vayichi, when the brothers go to bury Yaakov, that's the miracle of Chanukah. And then finally, the final Geula is when they actually leave Mitzrayim. Marv Raboisai, it comes out Haflav Afela. Because when the Bnei Yisachar says that the word Goishna is a remez to the four letters of the dreidel, and we ask, why is there a random remez to the dreidel in middle of Vayigash? Why in the Parsha after Chanukah is there a remez to the dreidel? The answer is because Parsha's Vayigash is the story of Chanukah. When the brothers go down, to Mitzrayim together with Yaakov, that is the Chanukah story. And by the way, in the beginning of Vayechi, which is the Chanukah story, it's Hechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael. Right? It says Vayechi Yaakov. Rashi says, why is Parshas Vayechi a Parshas Susuma? Because when Yaakov Avinu passed away, it darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Well, that's Golos Yavan. As the Medrash says, that in times of a Yavan, the Choshech HaPnei Sahim, that Hechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael, B'gzeir Oseim. By the way, so now we understand what the dreidel is doing in Parshas Vayigash. Now watch this. This is Oyam Benoira. How many Jews go down to Mitzrayim? Anybody know how many Jews go down to Mitzrayim? 66. What's the significance of 66 Jews going down to Mitzrayim? So there is a Zohar HaKadosh. If we could find it. Yeah. The Zohar HaKadosh says the number 33. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the 66 Jews that went down to Mitzrayim, 60 are keneged the 60 Mesechtos. And the sixth keneged midas hayesoid. Here, look in the Zohar. Kol nefesh habal yagmizon shisha meshesh. We have 60 mesechtos and 60 keneged shisha sidre mishnah. Okay, that's one level of understanding of the significance of 66. But there's another dimension over here. How can we not reference the famous Maharal? The Maharal says that why was Yavan, how did they have the power to overcome the Heichal? You know, the Yavanim were the only ones who were able to enter the Heichal and contaminate the Heichal. What was it about the Yavanim that they were able to contaminate the Heichal? And the Maharal says famously, the word Heichal is Gematria 65. And in order to overcome Heichal, Yavan is 66, so through 66 they're able to overcome the Heichal. Oh, so then it comes out incredible. Yavan is 66. So think about it. If Parshas Vayigash Vayichi is the reference to the story of Chanukah, the third time the brothers are going down to Mitzrayim, that's a remez to Golos Yavan. So Yaakov Avinu foresees into the future that he's going to have to overcome Yavan 66. Oh, if he has to overcome Yom 66, so Zelum Azah also like him, Yaakov Avinu sends down 66 people down to Mitzrayim. That's the the understanding and the dimension of how the Yevanim were able to counteract. That's how the family of Yaakov Avinu was able to overcome Yavin. By the way, there's a Sefer Yafa Nidreshes that, you know, you always got to be one step ahead. So Yavan was one step ahead of the Heichal. Heichal is 65. Yavan is 66. Who established Chanukah? B'nai Vina. Vina is 67. So you always got to be one step ahead of the game. But this gives us insight into the significance of the 66 people who went down to Mitzrayim. Furthermore, how do you say the dreidel b'ivrit? Galgal. You know, Galgal is 66, another remez to the significance of Chanukah. Some suggest, you know, the Yevanim said, the world exists on its own, the world spins on its own, there's nobody moving it, there's nothing that makes this world tick. So what do? We give our kids the Galgal, we give them a dreidel, and we say, you know, do you understand, Kinderlach, that the top does not spin unless there's someone on top who's spinning it. But if you don't have that person on top spinning that dreidel, then it just lays there as kemes. It has no vitality. It has no life. So that is the how we overcome Yavan. So we have all the remazim to Chanukah. Where? Davka and Parshas Vayigash Vayechi. And therefore, Marv Rabbi Yisai, here's something that's mamish remarkable. So it comes out when the brothers come down with Yaakov Avinu, when Chazal say, Hechshichu Einem Shal Yisrael, that's why Parshas Vayechi is the Parshas Suma. Let's think about the Petira of Yaakov Avinu, because if Vayigash Vayechi references Chanukah, when did Yaakov Avinu pass away? We know Yaakov Avinu passed away on Tesvav Tishrei, on Sukkot, and they mourned for Yaakov Avinu for how long? They mourned for Yaakov Avinu for 40 days. And they mourned him for 30 days. They embalmed him for 40 days. So the mourning period for Yaakov Avinu was a total of 70 days. So let's make a cheshbon. 70 days from when Yaakov Avinu passed away, 70 days from Tesvav Tishrei, takes you to Tesvav Cheshvan, Tesvav Kislev, Chafhei Kislev. The mourning for the Petira of Yaakov Avinu concluded on Chanukah. And then they mourned Yaakov Avinu for another 7 days. And then after that they returned. The return, in other words, the salvation from Chanukah of when they left Mitzrayim to bury Yaakov Avinu, which is a remnant to the salvation of Chanukah, when does that happen? It happens on Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu is nifter on Sukkot. He's buried on Chanukah. So isn't it incredible that the descent, the third descent of the Jewish people, which is a remnant to Golos Yavan, and Yaakov Avinu counteracts that with Goishna, and with the 66 people go down to Mitzrayim. And when is Yaakov Avinu buried? When do they leave Mitzrayim? They leave Mitzrayim on none other than Chanukah itself, and the Avelos comes to completion on Zois Chanukah. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger that Chanukah is an inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash Sheyibanu B'mher V'yameinu. And therefore, in a sense, it is a geula. Therefore, it is a geula from all the eight golosim. Chanukah has in its potential the redemption from all the various golosim. That's why it's connected to Lamnatzeach Beneginois Al Hashminis Mizmar LeDavid. So Chanukah is really not only a commemoration, celebration of the redemption from Golos Yavan, but it's really a commemoration of the redemption from all the Golosim. And that's one of the reasons why on Chanukah we sing Ma'is Tzur Yeshuasi, where we go through all the Golosim. We go through Golos Mitzrayim, Golos Bavel, Golos Paras, Golos Yavan, Golos Edom, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of all the Golosim Dafka on Chanukah, because Chanukah is the chinuch of the third Beis HaMikdash, says the Rabbeinu Bechaye in the Kan HaKemach. So, specifically now, the parashas that we're reading, we could also say that the fact that the descent of the Jewish people was led by Yehuda, perhaps, as some suggest, Yehuda in Parshas Vayeshev was a remez to Yehuda HaMakabi. Perhaps the same could be said as Yehuda in Parshas Vayigash. But ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban tells us that the Chashmonaim had some degree of fault, namely in that they took the Melucha. And interestingly, in the very Parsha that alludes to the redemption of Hanukkah, we read in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, where Yaakov Avinu is sort of warning and trying to encourage that something like that not happen. So according to the Belzer Rebbe, we understand that Golos Mitzrayim is not just the root of all the Golosim, but each descent of the Shvatim corresponds to another Golos, and each ascent of the Shvatim corresponds to another Geula. So we hope in the closing hours of Hanukkah that as we commemorate the Geula from Golos Yavan, Be'ezus Hashem, we hope the Ribbono Shel Olam takes us out of all eight Golosim, and then when that comes, we will sing Lam Natseach Al Hashminis Mizmar LeDavid. The Chidah says Lam Natseach Al Hashminis Mizmar LeDavid is the Soid of Hanukkah. So we hope we're Mespal, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mechanech, the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheyavai B'mher V'yameinu Amen. Okay, that concludes today's shir. Wishing everyone a Freilich and Hanukkah. And anybody who wants to join us Wednesday morning, 10:30, same Zoom channel. And hope to see everybody soon. Brach v'atzlacha, Freilich and Hanukkah. Kol tov. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.